look at that. Can you believe it's already Thanksgiving? It almost feels like Halloween was just yesterday. We had quite a bit of fun, didn't we? Look at you blush. You remember it quite vividly, don't you? I wouldn't be surprised if you dreamt about it every night. That... I've noticed the way you look at me in the morning since then. Your eyes, they're just filled with desire. Almost like a cute little pleading puppy. Begging for attention. But tell me, do you deserve it? Like, do you really? Come on. Because only good boys deserve to be rewarded. And have you been a good boy for mommy? Come on. Think deep and hard about it. I see. Well, I guess you have been on your best behavior. So I'll be nice. This time at least. That it is a holiday. So I will make this a very memorable Thanksgiving Day for you. That, despite all my teasing, I am very thankful to have you in my life, honey. But before we do any of that, I think I need to have a seat. That I did spend a good couple of hours preparing our meal for tonight. And I am beyond stressed. If only I had a kind, willing, and a caring slave who could give me a nice massage on my shoulder to help me relieve the tension and stress. Do you get where I'm going with this, honey? Are you going to be a good boy for mommy and do as she asks? Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Start with rubbing my shoulders for me, honey. Come on. Just like that. Good boy. Good boy. Keep up the good work, honey. And I'll make sure to reward you appropriately. A special attention to the air between the shoulders and neck. Oh, right there. Good boy. That feels so good. Now with all the cooking, my arms are killing me. Don't you feel grateful to have such a kind and caring mistress who went out of her way to prepare a delicious and healthy meal for you? We have everything From mashed potatoes to delicious dinner rolls, as well as some delicious green beans with a side of carrot and spinach soup to round things up. I know it might seem like a lot, but don't worry. I'm sure you'll have lots of space inside you. Plus, our friends are coming over and I'm sure if you go. But don't worry. You'll definitely be stuffed by the end of the night. One way or the other. Although, that does remind me, speaking of getting stuffed, how could I forget about the star of the show? A big, delicious, stuffed turkey. It's currently still in the oven, but I know for a fact that the moment that it's done cooking, it'll be a masterpiece of flavor. Just how you'll be a nice masterpiece once I stuff you full, if you know what I mean. Are you looking forward to it? To the feeling of being stuffed like a turkey? Oh my, how cute. I love such an honest reaction. That anything else would just be plain boring. Wouldn't you agree? That you'd need to be honest with your desires. Because nothing good will ever come if you just keep them in. If you keep them hidden. You will never be able to achieve true happiness like that. No, 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 no. So be honest with me, darling. And tell me what you truly, truly desire. Tell your mistress how badly you want it. Good boy, good boy, good boy. See how good it feels to just be honest with yourself. And I guess you have done a pretty good job massaging my shoulders. Such a good job, in fact, that I think you deserve a very special reward. So, I'm going to treat you the way you deserve to be treated. And we have plenty of time before the turkey is done cooking. So, why don't you follow me into the living room, honey? I'll make sure to stuff you full. I'm going to have so much fun with you. All you have to do, honey, is lay down on the sofa for me. Don't be such a wuss. Nobody's going to see you, don't worry. I made sure to close all the curtains. That way, no one will be able to see anything at all. Although, would that be so bad that they would just see how much of a bitch you are? How much of a horny little slut you are? Because let's be honest with ourselves. That's all you are. All it took was me pounding your bitch hole into submission once. And you were hooked to it. Like an addict. And I bet that you've been dying to ask me to fuck you again since Halloween. But you were too shy to ask. Or were you just ashamed? Ashamed to admit that you're nothing but a filthy little slut who's craving to get fucked till you can't walk straight. Oh, don't worry. I won't do you that hard right now. That I do want you to be able to endure our meal tonight, honey. But I am still going to fuck you nice and hard. But, you know, I was thinking of doing you missionary style. But I changed my mind. You would normally do like a wife or a girlfriend like that. But you're nothing like that. You're just a horny little bitch. And bitches like you need to get raw dong. Doggy style. Your little friend and there is something that you're very into the idea. So, go ahead and change positions, honey. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Now, I want you to beg, but I want you to beg me to fuck you raw like before I are. Louder. Louder. I want to hear you nice and clearly. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Good right to have your brains fucked out. Can you feel the head going in? Spreading you open like a cock. Hungry whore. Like a cock hungry slut that you are. With this not being your first time, it shouldn't hurt much. You should feel much, much better as I slowly and surely make my way inside of you till I'm fully inside. You're doing such a good job, honey. And I'm almost fully inside. And you still feel real good. Very, very fucking tight. Like a nice, high quality whore. Guess what? I'm fully inside you now. How does it feel to have me inside you raw like this? Do you like it? Good boy. Good boy. I'll start moving then. Judging by your moans, I assume you're really enjoying yourself there. They're moaning so loudly, I think our neighbors can hear you. What do you think they're thinking? My bet would be they're fucking some prostitute. You're not even good enough for that, are you? That you just love getting fucked so much. You probably do it for free, wouldn't you? Do you know what we call that? We call that being a filthy fucking slut. A cock addicted slut would just exist to get fucked again and again and again. The god damn sex toy. My sex toy. Would you like that? To be used again and again until I'm satisfied. Good boy. Good boy. Getting close to coming. So you're ready to get stuffed, baby. That felt so I would go for round two, but I have to make sure everything is ready for dinner later. That I wouldn't want our friends That dinner isn't ready because you were being a needy little whore. Right. Although, on second thought, I might humiliate a little bit once they arrive. In all seriousness, it's a must. I'll wake you up when they're on their way.